Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stadium, Vinny schmoozes in luxury suites.
From the left, dear one, serves from the left.
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
Haney, post up in the bleachers.
You're all garbage! All of you!
The only place to catch Vinny and Haney together is on 105.7 The Fan.
First of all, you can't control the game if you can't run it anyway. So having a strong running game, especially when the conditions go a certain way, especially with wind, certainly gives you a leg up. And that's part of being in the NFL. Everybody goes through injuries, and other guys have to step up, and you got to do a great job as a staff to utilize the pieces that you have. There's a reason they're starters.
And you can do a lot of stuff right, and you can have one little mental lapse or one late reaction, and boom, it's a 50-yard play or it's a touchdown. And he did that to us in week four, and he's continued to do that to teams throughout the season. You seen that last week in their game. So it's a big point of emphasis for us that the play is never over. If you talk to any defensive player or coach, the number one thing they're going to say they have to do is to stop the run. Why you want to stop the run? Because you want to get the offense behind the chains. Like, if the offense has to consistently play in second, seven plus, third and long, it's going to be a good day for the defense more times than not.
That's Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator. Yesterday met with the media along with Todd Monken and Chris Horton. We're going to hear from everybody. We've got everything covered for you. Audio-wise from one winning drive, which has happened over the course of the week, as the Baltimore Ravens will be heading to Buffalo. Once saw my man, Dr. Sock, my chiropractor, who's the Ravens chiropractor, said probably 1:30 or 2, they'll be out the door Saturday to Buffalo. He did say, and Dr. Sock, if you're listening, I'm not trying to give, because he doesn't really give me too much stuff, but we have friendly banter. An hour after the game, win or lose, no matter where they are, they're on the bus to the airport. They do not bleep around. They are in and out and back to Baltimore as quickly as possible. Now, hopefully when they leave whatever the new Bills Stadium's called.
They're celebrating.
Highmark Stadium. That it's going to be a very happy bus ride to the airport. But they're out the door. So we got you covered with all of that stuff. But that's Zach Orr talking about the importance of stopping the run. And we know Baltimore's got a premier dude in Derrick Henry. But let's not, Vinny, I've been saying this for a couple of weeks. Hey, James Cook's good.
Yes, he is.
He's got, 17 counting the playoff touchdowns, 1,000 yards. He averages over 4.5 per carry. He didn't play well like their entire offense in the first game. You know, he's going to be someone to contend with. And Zach Gore just stated, you know, we can't let him run wild either.
Yeah, and Bob, I just, you know, looking at the stats from week four, to Zach Orr's point, you know, getting off the field on third down, it's because you control first down. Buffalo was 3 of 13 on third down last in week four, you know, 23%. The Ravens were 5 for 9, you know, 56%. So, I mean, that was a huge part of it, too. And why? Because the Ravens could run the ball. You're second and five. You know, and Buffalo was 2nd and 7 and plus most of the time. So that is going to be a critical factor in this game. Who controls first down?
Also heard Zach Orr talking about, you know, the obvious, trying to prevent Josh Allen from extending plays, which Lamar Jackson does brilliantly himself. And Josh Allen is one of the premier dudes at doing this. And we heard Marlon yesterday said he likes to run you over. Mm-hmm. So, and if you said he likes to go to his right,
because yes,
he can still throw those missiles off that strong hand, but he can extend plays. Very Ben Roethlisberger like Ben in his prime, but more athletic. Yes. Yeah,
I totally. We used to play against Ben when I was at the Redskins, and I mean, like, you get hands, and you said, why doesn't he go down? You know, I mean, he's hard to bring down, and that's the same thing with Josh Allen. When you bring him down, that is a sack. You know, I mean, it is a legitimate sack, and you earned your sack if you get him. Look, week four, Oway and, so, you know, they had him, and they fall off him. No, you can't just reach and grab. You got to wrap. You got to wrap him.
And then we also heard from Todd Monken switching to the offense, and Steve Tasker mentioned this earlier in the show, and we've been talking about this later in the program as well with Tim Graham from The Athletic, covers the Bills. Bernard's back, Milano's back, Johnson's back. So helping their defense, all three of those guys were not in attendance because of injuries for that first matchup.
Yeah, and it'll help, Bob, having them back because it's your starters. And the three guys that you just mentioned that played instead of them, they were the three leading tacklers in the game. So they still did make some plays, but they're not as athletic. They don't run as well, that type of thing. So will it help them? Sure. But the key is still going to be for them. They're 220, 220, 190. Those are the three guys that are the starters. So, okay, the Ravens are going to put out Jones, number 64, at 3.25. All right? For their sixth lineman, when they go to sixth lineman, which was 17 times last week. All right? So you got six guys. And then you throw in Ricard, who's 200 or 305 pounds. So that's seven. Then you got Andrews, who's 265, 270. So you got a lot of big dudes on the field. What are you going to do? I mean, that's the thing that I want to see, because you got mass. You know, you got 80 pounds on all their linebackers, and well, their nickelback is their third linebacker, and you got 100 pounds on him. So how are they going to, and you got a 260-pound running back. So how are you going to defend that? Because, Bob, no matter what, if you go to tackle him and you get him in the hole, you're Milano, he's falling forward.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, he's falling forward. He's getting three, no matter what.
It's 5780-1057, the Fan Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up here in a couple of minutes. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw getting you done here. Todd Monken, and we open the show with him. The importance of a good running game in bad weather, and, you know, it is what it is. Both teams, quarterback, running back, both sides can get this done. Who does it better, I guess, will be one of the keys, I'm assuming.
And whose O-line blocks better, right, you know, in the offensive line. And if I'm a betting man, I'm saying the Ravens. You know, that's what I think the Ravens' O-line is big, and I think they're more athletic than the Bills' line. And the Bills don't have a fullback like Ricard. So I like the Ravens, you know, and what is the home field going to make for them? You know, I mean, all those screaming fans, they don't play. They're not on the field. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Bob, in week four, I said it wasn't a good matchup for Buffalo. In the playoffs right now, it's still not an ideal matchup for Buffalo. Having them at home is probably a better scenario, and they've seen them one time, so they kind of have a feel for what they're getting into.
Nolan McGraw, what do you think of this game? We'll do our picks later in the show. We'll get to the phone calls at 483-1057. Yes, we'll get to Maryland here in a second as well, but we're, what, 48 hours plus from kickoff? That purple Kool-Aid starting to flow, or are you starting to get antsy? A little concern here.
A little bit of both. You know, I mean, you're confident in the Ravens' ability. They've shown you time and time again all season. If they're operating on their A game, they're unbeatable, or as close to unbeatable as you can be in this league. But unfortunately, we've seen a handful of losses this year to teams that they shouldn't have lost to, and it's because of small things that become big things. You know, intangibles at times. That's my worry, is that when we lay this out on paper and say, oh, Ravens offense versus Bills defense, yeah, give me the Ravens offense. And I'd even say, based on the last matchup, that the Ravens defense is certainly equipped to stop Josh Allen and company. So all that coming together, I should feel confident, right? I should be over the moon. The Ravens are going to win this game, but I just can't shake it. The weather, the setting, something about it, the intangible, maybe it'll be some sort of intangible. I don't know. But
penalties.
I mean, it's
Carl
always
Sheppers favors the home team.
Shooting yourself in the foot. No more of that. I mean, if the Ravens get beat straight up, we're all going to be disappointed on Monday. But down the road, you could stomach it. You got beat. You played well. The other team was just a little bit better. If they lose because of their own doing again, and it's, God forbid, play calling related again, that's inexcusable.
I think if the Ravens lose, they're going to beat themselves again. That's what I think.
That's the unfortunate
that's the
reality.
Only thing that's happened. Nobody has beat the Ravens this year. Nobody. The Ravens have beat themselves.
Yeah, the Raiders debacle in the fourth
Cleveland.
Quarter. With the dropped interceptions and all of that nonsense.
Pittsburgh with the penalties and the missed field goals.
Kansas City, whatever. I mean, there was a possible tie game
on
the line.
I think if they play Kansas City again, you know,
I took some heat yesterday via the text line, and I guess I'll get it again here at 410-583-1057, featured artist Friday. I think the winner of Sunday night's game is going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm not disrespecting anybody. I mean, I do come off kind of, you know, arrogant and, you know, self-important with my prediction. But I think Buffalo or Baltimore is winning the Super Bowl this year. What do you want from me?
I think people
don't bet on it.
Right. Well,
there's the
yes,
problem. Hey, I'm not telling you to bet the house on it. Just that's my feeling right now.
I think if you said the winner of this game will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, more people would be on board. All I think more people can wrap their head around, these two teams, Ravens and Bills, on paper are better than the Chiefs. They got to prove they can get past them, which they haven't done yet, but they're better on paper. NFC, a little bit of a different story. The Lions, how great they are. The Eagles is complete.
The Eagles beat the Ravens.
That too.
Yeah.
Complete roster.
In Baltimore.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, look at ESPN.com real quick. Tidbit from them as they break down the game. Carl Sheppers throws a lot of flags against the visiting team, but during the regular season, only two for roughing the passer. So maybe if Matt Abigay gets in there, hits a big old strong guy like Josh Allen, we might not see laundry on the field.
I think
maybe.
If you hit Allen, Bob, it's a sack, you know, or you're bouncing off.
Yeah. It's Vinny and 81057 the Fed, Maryland last night. Oh, boy. Northwestern. Hey, at least we didn't have to stay up to 11:30 to film. What? Yes, we did. It was brutal. Terps, another game where there never seemed to be an offensive flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Derek Queen got himself in some early foul difficulties. Julian Reese was great. He's banging 15-foot baseline jumper, spin moves in the paint. He's Rick Barry at the foul line compared to where he was last year. But 10-second calls when there's no pressure on the ball and overtime, and with 0.7 seconds left, not a full second, 0.7, you allow their leading scorer to get open look. But the traveling non-call that put them up, 74-72, and what was his name again? Barnburner, whatever his name, Barnheiser. And by the way, who said he wasn't going to suck three games in a row? There's a kid over here. But, 30% plus from the field, 16 turnovers was huge. And Seldon Miguel, I mean, what the hell, bro? Might be time for Gapari inserted into the starting lineup. I don't know. What they're doing, they're treading water. Winning at home.
Yep.
They got Nebraska, who lost last night, three in a row. Can't win on the road. They're good on the neutral site. But this kind of win-lose, what it means, it's an 8 seed. Last year's team didn't even belong anywhere. They'll get to the tournament, and they're building up a resume. That means, we're 8 seed. Yay. You get through the first round, there's a number one waiting for you. Know what I'm saying?
And they're not just mediocre on the road, and we're not overplaying it. No. They're not just bad on the road. They're abysmal on the road.
Don't get blown out. They find ways to lose.
Right. 4-20
you got me wrong.
In conference road games in the Kevin Willard era so far. It's just not going to cut it. And I know last year is kind of a down year. You take some lumps, but still, he's had some good years. This year projects to be better overall. You can't be 4-20 on the road.
Let me ask both you guys. What's the difference between Maryland and the teams in the top 10?
Winning on the road.
Yeah.
Your best
talent-wise,
they're a top 15 team talent-wise.
They have everything they need.
But in the two egregious losses, and we got to get a break, clock integrity. If you're on the phones, we get you. Washington, they were favored, and last night favored. Derek Queen scored 14 points combined, and he averages 17 a game. He's got it. Joy Reese shows up
right
in most of these situations. Queen does not. And did you see Reese yelling at Queen for missed defensive assignments? It was a...
Well, as far as I'm concerned...
Pretty fascinating to watch.
Reese should have been barking at everybody. Last night was the Julian Reese appreciation game for me. Because for the first half, he was on fire. What did he have, 18 or 16, 18 in the first half? And then they just stopped giving him the ball. You were in the bonus with like 5-6 minutes left in the first half. He's getting fouled. He's hitting his free throws for once. Feed him. Keep feeding
for
him.
Once, he's been doing it. He's like shooting 70% for the year. But to your point, I get you. But we'll talk to Keith Kavanaugh about this later in the show. And I guess people run. I don't want to run hot because we got a Ravens playoff game, which I'm very much anticipating. But man to man, 0.7 left in the game, out of bounds.
And he got the shot off like
and
he had.
And their leading scorer?
He had 2 seconds left. That's how easy he made it look.
Now I am running hot. Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. But let's run cold. Unless you think the Ravens are going to lose to Buffalo. 410-583-1057 is the number. Jamal Lewis, Ravens great, joining us at the bottom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bottom of the hour. Send a request. Pause for text line. 410-583-1057. Bob, Andy, Vinny, Serrato, quick draw. Got Jamal Lewis, Ravens, great bottom of the hour. Let's get out to the phones, though, enough of us. William in Northeast Baltimore. William, thanks for holding. What is happening, my friend?
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
All right.
Okay, I want to give my prediction for the score first. Out of the Ravens, 23, the Bills, 17. And what I'm concerned about on the defense is Brandon Stevens.
Oh,
And on the offense, here's the things that the Ravens got to do on the offense. They got to stick to the run, score early, and don't take their foot off the gas pedal. And they also going to have to get the ball to Isaiah Likely down the field because he gets a lot of yak yardage. And I would like to see Munkin somehow get Keaton Mitchell into the lineup, and I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys' response.
All right, thank you, William. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game.
I mean, Bob, both of us, we love Keaton Mitchell, but I don't see a role for him in the game. I mean, Justice Hill is doing everything outstanding. He had 6 catches the last time they played. So, and I think he's going to be involved. I mean, he had some nice runs, some draw plays that he popped up in there. You know... I'm riding with Hill and Henry. I'm riding with the horse. I'm riding with who brought me there.
Now, Deonte Hardy's practiced fully all week long.
Yep.
Baltimore kid, by the way. And then you have Mitchell there, and we've talked, and John Harbaugh talked about, you know, the punt return woes being real. Hardy, it's been, what, since October he's played?
He did return punts against Buffalo.
All right, do you want to toss him out there in the cold and the wind of whatever state, Highmark Stadium? Or are you going to rely on, you know, Sims and others to do
well,
the job?
Well, I think this, Bob, just because of what we saw last week, because I'm expecting Zay Flowers not to be there. So then there's no question that Hardy's on the bench because I need Sims up. You know, because Sims ran a jet sweep last week. So Sims can be used more in the offense and stuff than Hardy can. I don't need one guy that is just, all he's going to do is just be my return guy. I need some versatility.
Nolan, we have time for another call. You make the call. He says yes. We go to Rosedale. It is Sam. Sam, what's happening? It's Football Friday. It's divisional round Friday. Ravens 1-point favorites at a team that's undefeated at home. How about that?
That's great, except that I'm scared. You know, the last 2 weeks of that Steeler game. Oh, by the way, thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate that. Now, the last two quarters of that game were it brought back so many bad memories. So, and it brought up more, you know, bad happenings by the Ravens, not only defensively but offensively. You know, and that makes me apprehensive. The old thing is, you never know which team we're going to get.
Well,
to be totally
honest, it was Pittsburgh scored their first two drives in the third quarter, you know, and the Ravens responded right away. And the Ravens had the ball like for almost 13 minutes in the fourth quarter. So and they ended the game like on the 7-yard line. So I don't really know, you know, the third quarter, those two drives. Sure, but then the offense took it right back down the field and scored, so I don't have a problem offensively. Defensively, yeah, and most of it was Brandon Stevens-type stuff, but then in the fourth quarter, they dominated.
Okay, and again, I guess I'm in the glasses half empty, so, you know, and I understand exactly what you're saying, so I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. But it just what I'm saying is it makes me apprehensive. If
sure.
That's the team we're going to get, you know, I'm kind of scared. And before you let me go, I just want to thank you for bringing up the hockey the other day. It's great. I can't afford Comcast and all that crap. And I depend on you guys for independent sources for the Capitals updates. And I really appreciate it.
We'll have one coming in about 45 minutes. So hang tight for that one. Sam, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Jamal Lewis, Ravens legend, Super Bowl champion, all pro, will be joining us. Talk about the Buffalo game with him. Get back your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, preview the AFC divisional round with him. It's Baltimore, it's Buffalo, top two MVP candidates. Ravens are favored by one. We've been down this one many, many times, and we got many more avenues to go. Jamming here on Featured Artist Friday. Anything you want to hear from him, send your song request, pause, board, text line at 410-583-1057. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, top of the hour. Bob Eddy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's get out to the phones. Enough jibber jabber from us. Let's go to Tony in Rosedale. Tony, what's up?
Tony. Oh, there was somebody.
Right. Tony.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, I'm here. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful.
I'm staring at colors. Like, usually the light green's good, dark green bad.
Yeah, tell your music man put that Ghostbusters 2 by Bobby Brown on. That was a banger for me.
Okay, Ghostbusters 2, Nolan McGraw. He's our little Ryan Seacrest over here, Tony.
Case, you know I'm a Casey Kasem guy. I call him Casey Kasem when I'm on it. Yeah. You know me. Okay.
Number
a couple
five.
Things. Okay, before I get into the Ravens, shout out, rest in peace to Bob Uecker. Those commercials and that front row stuff was iconic during our generation coming up, Mr. Baseball. Shout out to him. And I want to talk about a narrative that's been put out here about this game. Now, technically, Baltimore is 25 miles below the Mason-Dixon line, so it is in the south. But you and I know there's nothing south about Baltimore, including the climate.
Yeah, South Baltimore is the south. Yeah, that's about it. Federal Hill.
Right, but why do people act like we're deep south and we're not used to playing in the cold weather and it's going to bother us a whole lot? I mean, we play in the AFC North, and this climate around here, I've been living around here my entire life. We have our cold climates where we're used to, 10, 15 degree weather, and I'm sure the football team is too. Why do they act like it's going to be much of a problem because it's going to snow and be cold up there?
I don't. To me, the people, they don't watch the Ravens play, or they've never been in Baltimore. You know, all I know is it's cold as hell here. I grew up in Minnesota. It was cold there. It's cold here, right, too. It's cold in Cleveland. It's cold in Pittsburgh. You know, and it's cold in Cincinnati. So you're right. Hey, I mean, it's not going to be an excuse that it was cold. That is not a factor.
Right, and finally, before I go, now, more often than not, this is, they call this the best weekend in football. More often than not, somebody goes home that's not supposed to. It turns into a March Madness, weekend.
Mm-hmm.
My take on this thing is, if did anybody notice, I think it was week 16, late in the season, where nothing was settled, that Houston-Kansas City game was a one-score game with Houston driving and tied up late before I think he threw an interception.
It was like 27-19, something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Right, a one-possession game. And like I said, more often than not, somebody goes home this weekend that's not supposed to. And what I'm saying is, don't be surprised if I'm meeting you guys back down the Horseshoe Casino next weekend.
That's wishful thinking, my friend.
I'm telling you that Houston-Kansas City game was kind of close, and people didn't take heed to that. And if somebody does lose that's not supposed to, I think it's that game right there. What's your guys' opinion on who might get upset?
All right, Tony, thank you very much. We'll do our picks later in the show, so we'll tease that. And I think there is a higher seed that's going home, and it ain't going to be Kansas City. All the 17 games they played, that's the prelims to the main event. Well, and they're trying to become the first team ever to win three straight.
I saw a stat in this round, the divisional round. Mahomes is 6-0 with 13 touchdowns and no picks.
Yeah, so I think you might be a little off on that one. But that's why they play the game. Spread went up to 8. It was 7.5 all week. Let's go to Ed Narbutus. Ed, what's happening?
Bob, Benny, good day to both you gentlemen.
How you feeling, man?
I'm okay, sir. Recovering from that Terp thing last night.
Yeah. 11:30, that's cool. Thursday night. We don't have to get up in the morning. We don't need to defend the guy out of bounds with their leading scorer getting an open look and dribble the ball over the half-court line. Anyway, Ed, what's on your mind? I want to take away from your analysis of this game.
Ravens-Bills, cause-and-effect matchup game. Obviously, Bills good enough to be where they are. Accustomed to foul weather. Undefeated at home, they're 8-0. Marquee talented at the QB position in likeness to the Ravens. Number 17, Allen, adept to stretcher defense because he can accurately zing it to the horizontal flats and all vertical distance patterns as well. He's going to move the football. Main keys, Ravens running game has got to remain supreme in time of possession and field position advantage. Keep Allen sitting on his hands. Raven tight ends own the vertical seams, Bateman the crossers and post, Hill the flats. Raven defense with a dedicated spy, rover, joker, monster man, whatever you want to call it, absolutely paramount to deny the QB middle draw, especially in the red zone. If he pulls it down to midfield daylight, running with steam, not timid whatsoever to attack the tackler with all five body points. Will attempt to truck you because he knows it's a momentum boost. Must take the QB draw completely away, nothing at all. Square up and bulldog him to the ground. Plant the seed early that it's not happening today. Last thing, punt return. Decisive and strong with the catch. Elbows tucked in tight to your sides. form a catchable basket with your hands, chest plate high to your pads. Receive the ball as if someone was handing you a bag of mulch in case you double clutch so as not to bobble it. Make the first guy miss, gain what you can. If possible, return at friendly sideline, less likely to get a penalty. Can also place another guy in close proximity to verbally assist, barking out, fair catch, let it go, etc. Special teams coach can position himself on the sideline prior to the punt to assist, instructing the return man, bring the ball to me. Any doubt, get the hell out of there. No excuses for last week, but Steeler punter is left-footed. Guessing not a whole lot of reps for that, in practice. Lucky to have escaped disaster early last week. That's it, gentlemen. Enjoy the games. Thank you for your courtesy.
All right, Ed and Arbutus breaking it down as only he can.
Yeah, with the punt return, I think, well, number one, when it is cold out, balls are hard and they're slick. And the thing is they rub them down a little bit, but those balls are still slick. And when it gets cold, they'll be slick. We'll see if it's windy or whatever. Don't let the ball bounce, but you can't come running up so hard so fast that you drop it. I mean, you got to. Number one thing is that the Ravens have the ball after the punt return.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, previews the game with us. We got the whip around 11:15. Keith Kavanaugh, 11:30, TerribleTimes.com. What the hell happened out in Evanston, Illinois last night? Maryland loses at the buzzer in overtime to a team that had lost three straight games. They got a team on a three-game losing streak coming to town on Sunday. It's at Xfinity Center, though, so you kind of like your chances there. And if you're on the phones, 11:45 is your time. We will get you in. We'll get you in for news from the nest. We will take your phone calls. Just got to wait a little bit. It's Featured Artist Friday. It's Bobby Brown / New Edition. Let's game.